Hidden away off Route 5 in Angola, along the Lake Erie shoreline, is Pioneer Camp and Retreat Center. For the past 10 years, it has played local host to a nationwide series of summer camps known as Operation Purple Camp. The project was founded in 2004 and run by the National Military Family Association.
They make friends for a lifetime, and they really do here in their community and far away. It's a great environment for these kids to be together. We have 161 campers this week, and it's a great opportunity.
Reverend Alex Knowles has led Pioneer Camp for the past 7 years and is a retired U.S. Army major. He welcomed WBFO to the campground as the children were finishing their lunch.
Then actually today also they're doing the brain game.
There was a busy afternoon awaiting the children as we spoke.
Well, we just left the rock wall with our itty bitties, our youngest group. We are having a variety show tonight. We do low ropes, archery. We're even including paintball this week. We have tons of boating on our beautiful Lake Erie. Games all the time. It's one of the most active camps of the year. We keep them moving and they keep us moving.
As the children were preparing to leave the shelter where they ate lunch, we met young Jude Hutchison, who was taking part in his fourth Operation Purple Camp.
Is it easier relating to children of military than it is to maybe kids whose parents are not in the military?
Yeah, much easier.
How so?
So you can just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, what military branch is your own? Is a family member in, and then they can easily say my dad's in the army. So if I go up to somebody and they say, yeah, my mom's in the army, I can relate to what my dad did in the army and what their mom did in the army.
I suppose it's easier for other children to understand when mom or dad do have to go away for a while.
Yeah.
Around the circle, and if I tap you on the head.
And that's exactly why Knowles and others feel these children need a camp of their own. When a parent is deployed or otherwise called up for active duty, the kids must deal with the emotions of missing that loved one for an extended period of time. Sometimes, Knowles explains, the child takes on the father or mother figure in place of that parent. And then there are instances when the military parent comes home wounded.
About half of these kids here this week, their parent was injured or wounded in action because that's part of the program through NMFA. And they see that. They see the difference in their parent as when they came, when they left. Another camp here we have right now, too, is our Gold Star camp, and that is for kids whose parent was killed or died in some way while serving in the military. And they're here as well. What an important time to get those kids together, to bring them together to see other kids that are sharing that same experience.
Knowles says in cases when a parent is in the National Guard, the child may not necessarily know other military families. On the other hand, many have discovered schoolmates or neighbors who share a similar situation. And most of all, he says, the kids become kids again. Like Jude Hutchison, for example.
They do lots of fun stuff. They have special camps. One that I went to, you build rockets that you can launch up.
This year's Operation Purple Camp season began in June in several other states. There are two more scheduled in August, one in Gertie, Oklahoma, and the other in Williamsburg, Virginia. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.